In heels as well, yeah. Yes, I'm a professional transvestite, so I can run about in heels and not fall over, because, you know, if women fall over wearing heels, that's embarrassing, but if a bloke falls over wearing heels, then you have to kill yourself, you know? It's end of your life. It's quite difficult. Yes, so, I was going to be in the army when I was a kid. Yes, and I say that and people go, no, I was going to be in the army when I was a kid. Because if you're transvestite, you're actually a male tomboy. That's where the sexuality is. Yeah, it's not drag queen. No, gay men have got that covered. And this is male tomboy. And people do get that mixed up and they put transvestite there. No. A little bit of a crowbar separation, thank you. And gay men, I think, would agree. And it's male lesbian. That's really where it is, okay? Because it's true, because most transvestites fancy girls, so fancy women, so that's where it is. So running, jumping, climbing trees, putting on makeup when you're up there, that's where it is. And I used to keep all my makeup in a squirrel hole up the tree. And the squirrel keep makeup on one side, and they keep nuts on the other side. And sometimes I get up that tree, that squirrel will be covered in makeup. La 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 la. Oh. What? Fuck off. He seemed to say. And they always eat, squirrels always eat nuts with two hands, always two hands. And occasionally they stop and go, oh no. As if they're going, did I leave the gas on? No, I'm a fucking squirrel. And occasionally they go, fucking nuts. Fed up with them, always. I long for a grapefruit. Yeah, so that's very much like the army. And, the running, jumping, climbing trees is, not the squirrel bit, the trees bit. And I was into a lot of the army stuff, which is the running, jumping, standing still, found you, flag, look, hat, you know, bang. I liked all that stuff. The gun thing, I like blowing up milk bottles, you know, kill the milk bottles, explode milk bottles. Yes, so it seemed fun. It's a thing of power in your hands. Because there's all this National Rifle Association and everyone in America is, I mean, 13-year-olds keep going out and they get hold of weapons by going to their grandfather's arsenal. I'll borrow the howitzer, the M16 machine gun, the Uzi. What the fuck's the grandfather doing? This kid down in Arkansas just helped himself to a ton of military weapons and went and blew away his school, you know. And they say the National Rifle Association says that guns don't kill people, people do. But I think the gun helps, you know. I think it helps. I just think just standing there going bang. That's not going to kill too many people, is it? You'd have to be really dodgy on the heart to have that. Bang, bang, boom, bang, ratatat, boom, bang. I think they should just try that, you know. But, shooting clay pigeons. I think, yeah, go for that. Shooting clay pigeons are fuckers. Yeah. Come round your house, whiz through. They do nothing. They don't even eat flies, you know. Spiders eat flies, so they're all right. You know, spiders keep them, you know. Flies don't eat fuck all, so kill them. And clay pigeons, everyone shoots them in the air. Wait till they land, then go up the clay pigeon. Much easier. Yeah, so I didn't join the army, as you might have noticed. And because there's not much makeup in the army, is there? No? They only have that nighttime look, and that's a bit slapdash, isn't it? That's a bit... And they look a mess. And so you can't join, even though the American Armed Forces have a distinct policy of don't ask, don't tell towards the alternative sexualities. If you're a bloke wearing a lot of makeup, you know, I don't think they need to ask, really. And so you can't join. They go, no, you can't. It's wrong shade of lipstick for the army, I'm afraid. And they're missing a huge opportunity here, because we all know one of the main elements of attack is the element of surprise. So what could be more surprising than the 1st Battalion, Transvestite Brigade? airborne wing. The airborne wing parachuting into dangerous areas with fantastic makeup. And a fantastic gun. And the opposing forces going, fucking hell, look at these guys. Hey, they've got guns. They've got guns. Jesus, where's my gun? Ah, bugger. I was so surprised. Were you surprised? I was surprised. Anyway, so, yeah, so, boom, boom, boom. And, yeah, also, if you're a transvestite, you get lumped into that weirdo grouping. You know, there was a guy in the Bronx. When I was in New York, there was a guy in the Bronx. He was living in a cave, like you do. And he was coming out, and he was shooting at geese, and a lot of weird things going on with this guy. And they found, in his cave, the police picked him up. They found a collection of women's shoes, and they thought, well, maybe he's a transvestite. And if he is, he's a fucking weirdo transvestite. I'm much more in the executive transvestite area. Travel the world, yes. It's much more executive. Like J. Edgar Hoover, what a fuckhead he was. They found out when he died he was a transvestite, and they go, well, that explains his weird behavior. Yeah, fucking weirdo transvestite. Executive transvestite. It's a lot wider community. More wide than you'd think. Yes. And I grew up in Europe, where the history comes from. And oh, yeah. You tear your history down, man. 30 years old, let's smash it to the floor and put a car park here. I have seen it in stories. I saw, you know, something in a program on something in Miami, and they were saying, we've redecorated this building to how it looked over 50 years ago. People are going, no, surely not, no. No one was alive then. Well, we got tons of history lying about the place, big old castles, and they just get in the way. We're driving, oh, fucking castle, have to drive around. Because Disney came over and built Euro Disney, which now, and they built, you know, the Disney castle there, and then everyone said, well, you better make it a bit bigger, they've actually got them here. And then they're not made of plastic. We got tons of them, because you think we all live in castles, and we do all live in castles. We all got a castle each. We're up to here with fucking castles. We just long for a bungalow or something. And I grew up in the 70s when there was a period of, you know, the careers advisor used to come to school, and he used to get the kids together and say, look, I advise you to get a career. What can I say? That's it. And he took me aside, he said, what do you want to do, kid? What do you want to do? Tell me your dreams. I said, I want to be a space astronaut, go to outer space, discover things that have never been discovered. He said, look, you're British, so scale it down a bit, all right? All right, I want to work in a shoe shop then. Discover shoes that no one's ever discovered, right at the back of the shop on the left. And he said, look, you're British, so scale it down a bit, all right? All right, I want to work in a sewer then. Discover sewage that no one's ever discovered and pile it on my head and then come to the surface and sell myself to an art gallery. He said, what the fuck have you been smoking, eh? Certainly haven't been smoking in a bar in California, that's for sure. Because you can't. No smoking in bars now, and soon no drinking and no talking. Careful, California. You're supposed to be the crazy state, the out there wild ones, you know? In the future, everyone's going to say, come down the library, we'll have a wild time, shall we? Don't know where that fucking book is, mate. It could be anywhere. There's a lot of them about. Yeah. So, yes.